Hey, hello. My favorite movie is The Truman Show. I just recently watched it and I love it because it shows how a man's life is being recorded since he was born. The place he lives in fact, it's actually a big studio with hiding cameras everywhere. There is a director with, that is controlling everything for him and his life. People around him are actors. For me, this movie represents how sometimes we are control, over big nations, maybe technology or actually religion. At the end of the movie, this guy actually came out of the place. It takes advantage of the free will, that God gave us. In this case, it represents how he's out of the director's studio. But what really means is actually how we put in practice the free will that God allow us to have. That's the reason why I love it. I fully recommend it. As the pen fell far to the floor, Amy watched it hit the linoleum. She knew she couldn't have cut that pen if Brian threw it to her from his greasy old hands. But she picked it up and rode to the directions to her house. She cleared her throat, but her words still sounded hoarse. This is the best route. Keep your horse to this path, and you'll be fine. After you cross the creek, be careful of the large roots that come out of the ground. We'll have a cot set up in the guest house for you. Amy handed the pen back to Brian. She wanted to wash her hands immediately, but settled on wiping them on her jeans. The look on Brian's face when she did this sent a pin-pricking sensation through her. She knew she shouldn't be so hard on him. After all, she thought, he's my brother. I shouldn't be so angry all the time. And he's doing us great services by helping us out this summer. Thanks again, Brian. I'll see you in the morning. Travel safe. Brian nodded to his sister. He did not attempt to extend his callous, dirty hand to her, but he smiled knowing that at least she had begun to trust him again.